This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An aide to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed on Sunday Israel had accepted a framework deal for winding down the Gaza war, now being advanced by U.S. President Joe Biden, though he described it as flawed and in need of much more work. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has the story.
In an interview with Britain's Sunday Times, Netanyahu's chief foreign policy advisor, Ophir Falk, said Biden's proposal was a deal we agreed to. It's not a good deal, but we dearly want the hostages released, all of them. Biden said the first phase entails a truce and the return of some hostages held by Hamas, after which the sides would negotiate on an open-ended cessation of hostilities for a second phase, in which remaining live captives would go free.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Israel's defense minister said on Sunday Israel would not accept Hamas continuing to rule Gaza at any stage during the process to wind down the war, and it was examining alternatives to the Islamist group designated as terrorists by the U.S. Yoav Gallant did not elaborate on the possible alternatives. Gallant from the IDF Southern Command Headquarters said Israel's military operation, together with creating the potential for governing alternatives, will allow the removal of Hamas's authority and the return of hostages. Qatar and Saudi Arabia have condemned an Israeli parliamentary plan that seeks to label UNRWA, the main provider of aid to Palestinians in Gaza, a terrorist group. They join a growing list of countries to speak out against the proposal. The bill, which passed a preliminary vote in Parliament last week, is the product of increasingly tense relations between Israel and the United Nations Agency for Palestinians. This is VOA News. Energy shutdowns have hit Ukraine after Russian attacks target infrastructure, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The shutdowns were in place in all but three regions of Ukraine following Russia's drone and missile attack on energy targets that injured at least 19 people. Ukraine's state-owned power grid operator said the shutdowns affected both industrial and household consumers. Meanwhile, in Kyiv, nearly 1,000 people attended a ceremony honoring the memory of Ukrainian journalist Irina Sibuch. She was killed in action while serving as a volunteer combat medic in the Kharkiv region, where Russia started its offensive nearly a month ago. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea says it will stop sending trash-carrying balloons into South Korea, claiming its campaign left the South Koreans with, quote, enough experience of how much unpleasant they feel. The North's announcement on Sunday came hours after South Korea said it would soon punish North Korea with unbearable retaliatory steps over its balloon activities and other recent provocations. It's unclear if South Korea will move ahead with its punitive measures following North Korea's message. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called on political parties to work together for the good of the country as final results from last week's election confirmed his African National Congress had lost its majority for the first time. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa praised the country's election process on Sunday.
We have held another successful election that has been free, fair, credible, and peaceful.
The ANC had its worst election showing since it came to power 30 years ago, ending white minority rule. It's Africa's oldest liberation movement, once led by Nelson Mandela. With South Africans angry over joblessness, inequality, and rolling blackouts, support for the party fell to 40.2%, from 57.5% in 2019.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Polls have closed in an election that will likely give Mexico its first female president, but the heat, violence, and polarization continued right up to the end. People turned out to vote in a western state, despite the fact that a council candidate was shot to death by two hitmen aboard a motorcycle just hours before the election. Nearly 100 million people are registered to vote in the race to replace outgoing President Manuel López Obrador. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.